Now, you rather a teacher tell you that, I don't know, I'll have to look it up, or tell you to look it up?
Well, usually when they tell me to look it up, it's not to teach me, it's because they don't know the answer. I wasn't born stupid. I was born ignorant. And I learned things dealing with people and having employees and even superiors. And say, well, go figure it out. Go look it up. They didn't know the answer either, so that's usually a way to just get out of answering something. Somebody didn't know the answer, so I don't know the answer. Get back with me tomorrow, and I will know the answer. That's what they should do.
I agree.
That's what they should do.
The best teacher that you ever had at Jacksonville, and again, you don't have to name any names, but the best teacher that you've ever had while you were there, what made it the best?
Straight answer. If I don't know the answer, can't find the answer, which I look for it. If I don't have time, I want a straight answer so I remember it. They give me a straight answer. That's what I like about it. That way, I know the answer. Then come test time going, well, maybe out of the 10 books I read, I'll have the right answer. No, I don't work. Gotta be straightforward. It's always straightforward. If you're not straightforward, you get out here in the streets, and you're not straightforward with somebody, they might shoot you. It's possible.
Well, that brings us back to something we talked about earlier, too. You told me about growing up in the streets and learning about life that way. What's different about growing up in the streets and learning about life and being raised in an environment where somebody was
going to
take care of you and didn't have to worry about it? Tell me about growing up in the street.
Well, I was kind of like taking care of. I had a house and everything. It just had certain things we did. It was a strict environment. There's a lot of times I remember when I was a teenager that the adults stayed in the house, and we were out on the porch, and when it rained, if there was a porch, we might get under a tree or in the barn. And I also remember them watching them eat, and then when they got through, and the last one was through, then we got to eat. It's different now. Kids eat first. They don't do anything. Most of the kids think, well, it's gimme, gimme, and they're going to get it. Back then, we found a way to get it ourselves because we didn't get a gift. It was kind of hurting. It's a bad attitude of the youngest. I would say that. I got two of them right now with the same attitude. And I'm not beating them either.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's the two oldest
ones. One of them's in Florida, busting his butt, probably in jail, and the other one's on Sand Mountain, probably starving to death. So they straighten up, fine. They got a bad attitude. Everything's supposed to just roll in the door not have to hurt them. But that's bad. I just have to live with it. I see a lot of that going on in school. But
so you have that, and he's real
fired.
Smart. But he's real smart. And he, for a 5-year-old, he's got a really good head on his shoulders, and he knows where he's coming from. Did you teach him that?
Yeah. I've got access to him. Total access. Total control. I regulate his television watching and his education. I research it. I don't just say, well, this is a good school to send him there. I research it to see what's going on. Check the regulations, the legalities, and the teachers. Everything. And I had him take an IQ test when he was 4. He passed an 8 to 10-year-old IQ test. He didn't miss one single answer. I got a nephew the same age born 2 weeks after him that has not been regulated, controlled, and he can't write his name. He can't ride a bicycle. He not watching the same on Sesame Street. Actually, he passed Sesame Street. He watches Beatles oil now. And I got trouble with him. He don't want to stay in school. He wants to stay at home. He's going to be a problem. Another experience.
So you're making sure that Axel's doing what he has to do to grow up in the real world instead of the imaginary world where Bert and Ernie run the show.
Bert and Ernie's okay to start with, 2-year-olds, but Axel is to the point where he can write his name and my name, and he speaks words like archaeology, geography, astronomy. Sometimes they're not completely clear, but you know what he's talking about. So when you get to that point, he don't like Bert and Ernie anymore. He likes Beatles world. He's picking it up. I'm writing an essay on that now. I'll get a lot of red marks, but I'm going to speak my thing soon.
There you go. You have to speak your thing.
Hopefully I can get it. Put it in the library too, man. Somebody read it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you're doing this for English, do you think that it's there? All right, you got all the horror movies, and they show them running around chopping up half-naked young females and kill them. And that's perfectly okay. They show them on TV, they show them at the movies, and then there's all this hoopla about the X-rated movies. Do you think that might... What do you think of that?
I think it should be regulated. I just love horror movies, and I sit there with him and I tell him it's not real. He knows it's not real. He just likes to watch them now. He's to the point where he knows it's not real. But they need to be in contact with it. If they're not in contact with it and somebody don't tell them about it, they'll be ignorant. And then, like, there's a draft, you know, a military draft. They get sent over to Singapore or somewhere, and all this stuff is actually going on in the streets. Their mind will just go haywire. They've never seen it, never heard about it. They'll just lose it. And there's people today in the insane asylum because of that very action. They just lost it right on the spot. I've seen it, and I was used to it, and it's still a shock because it don't go on a whole lot of streets here, but it's still a shock. It's nothing in some places. I mean, it's just nothing. It's unreal. And it's a shock. Not prepared for it.
So, the way you feel about all of this, and I've heard every word you said, and I know that you're a smart fella, but is the way you feel about all this, what made you feel that way? Is it growing up, or did you just decide it after you were grown?
Feeling in what way?
How children should be raised, and about the Indians and everything. Did you feel like that growing up, or?
Well, I didn't feel like it growing up. I started experiencing it when I started going to school. Later on, I started getting what you might say my free will, and started thinking, seeing things, and it kind of what they say. Psychological term for it. Can't think of it. Conditioning, that's it. Conditioning of things. All it was building up to the point, and when I started thinking it, I realized all this stuff. And it's still going on. And somebody had to do something about it. We need a real president. We've had actors and peanut farmers and idiots. We need a real president.
Yeah. Who do you think would be a real president?
Poor man. Grew up in the streets and not rich. you know, well-to-do, but not rich, and had to get it on his own. That would be the best president that ever walked the earth. Because, they say Lincoln, it's stereotypical and everything, but Lincoln was a poor man. I don't think so. When I read, he was a wealthy slave owner. They had a dirt floor because that was the thing to have in that day, a dirt floor. But it was a two-story log cabin, and back then that was like a mansion. He was wealthy. Yeah, he walked and borrowed a book. The reason he walked, because he had to walk to get the book. He didn't have no wagon. Everybody else was using the surreys and stuff. So he walked on his own free time, like on Sunday. And if dad or his brother or somebody was using the surrey, but they were well to the standards of that day. I can't stand that. He was not born there. And Roosevelt, now he was pretty good, but he was a butthole. I like that. He sued the, you know, a president suing the United States. Well, that's awesome. That shows guts right there. And let's see, Truman. Washington, him, big deal about him. He's a coward. Anybody else did what he did during the Indian War, him a lieutenant, they would have been shot, but he got away with it. All his men got killed, but him, he got 22 horses and unhitched them from the wagon and went all the way back to the fort. Sole survivor. You let an enlisted man do that, and then they'd hang him on the spot. I don't like him. There are too many I like but Roosevelt.
Why do you like Roosevelt?
Because, like what I said, he went in there, and him, the president, instead of just accepting his check and going home and living a life of luxury, he didn't like the way people was treated him. He did something about it. He fed people, put clothes on people. He big business scams, he sued that and stopped a lot of it. Well, that's awesome.
Did you know that a lot of the things that he did because Eleanor was behind it?
Well, Eleanor is a dweeb.
Now Hawkeye had to smack him.
She was. Eleanor has been built up in a lot of ways. Some things she done real good. Now, like visiting people and speaking and all. She done a lot of good things. But she was also turned down from a lot of colleges and things. She really couldn't get anywhere until her husband got president. And then when she got that power, she was intelligent. She got that power. She used it to do the things that she, just like in my position, you know. She couldn't do the good things until she got that backing. You know, there's a lot of people out here who do things, but they just don't have the backing. And once she got that backing, those schools apologized, and they wanted to give her honorary doctrines, and no, not now, no. If they was coming to me right now, a lot of people's done me that way, I'd flip them off. That's what it is.
Did you know that Eleanor and Theodore were cousins?
Mm-hmm. Also know from the day he met her, to the day one died first. There was not one day went by he did not have a fresh rose delivered. And he had delivered it to Eleanor every day. Oh, ever since the day he met. That's awesome. That takes guts to keep up with tradition. I like that tradition. I keep up with a lot of that too. Clinton don't know tradition from a dollar bill.
What do you think of Hillary?
Hillary Clinton. I shouldn't allow miniskirts in the White House. As you can see, Hillary's from home.
Hawkeye! I think she should have been president.
Well, she should have. She's the one doing all the decision making. Sure is. That's just like Amy made all the card decisions.
you think Hillary would be a good president?
Female? Yeah, probably. Female. I don't doubt it. She's doing the decision making now. Clinton's just walking around smiling and